Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. Today, as I sit outside drinking my chai latte tea, I want to talk about differences. Day to day, we talk about every Tuesday balance in our lives and coming to terms with understanding balance. But what I really, truthfully want you to fully understand your difference. I think that one thing we miss sometimes is accepting our differences. And with so many platforms to point out what you can fix with your difference, so many accessible things to kind of highlight your differences, enhance or even subtract your differences, we don't have anything to accept them. And a lot of times when we don't accept our differences, we don't accept who we are as individuals, we crumble. Like I said, me and my homeboy had a conversation and we were talking about, you know, I don't know, it was just one of those drunk nights or whatever. And we were talking about everybody is broken. I don't believe that is true. I think that everybody becomes broken, but I think that instead of using the word broken, because when you break an egg, when you crack an egg, sometimes people don't want to get that carton of eggs because there's a cracked egg. Why? Because it's hit the air, it's polluted, all kind of stuff. Somebody wants to use it. When you look in a carton of eggs and you see that it's perfect and there's no cracks, that's when you get it, because it doesn't show any differences. It hasn't been harmed, it hasn't been tampered, it hasn't been dropped, it hasn't been flung over the shelves and no one handled it improperly. It's okay. Until you get home and you crack the egg and it's running red, or is a fungus or disease in it, but you never would have known because you thought, since it's not cracked, it must be perfectly fine. But yet that broken egg just has one little seam crack in it. Nothing's wrong with it. It's just cracked on the outside. Crazy analogy, I know, but as I sit outside and the wind blows, I realize the difference between broken and growth. The difference with me understanding who I am and being lost. I feel like that's tricky at times because I feel like when a person is broken, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to mend. They don't know what's okay. But a person that's growing also doesn't know what to do, but is not willing to accept that they cannot fix their atmosphere and their life. So which one would you rather be? I was watching The Red Table with Jada Pinkett, and she had one episode with her husband, and they were talking about how complex their marriage was, but after half of their marriage was a difficulty in realizing each other's flaws and how the option of divorce was not an violence was an option. It's just discovering a different way to love each other and love themselves, which has helped them within the last, I think they said, year, find a completion in their marriage after 20, 25 years being together, having kids, having success. But within the most recent year, they finally discovered their balance. And then Will Smith continues on and he says, I remember telling her to go find herself and make her happy, because obviously what I'm doing is not making her happy. And her admitting that her image of happiness is him making her happy instead of her being happy with herself. And I realize in a lot of connections with people, the first thing they tell you is to leave, escape. Just walk away. But nobody ever really tells you if it's something you're passionate about, if it's something that you gravitated towards, to figure it out, to work on it, to study. I think that a lot of times we don't take the time to study ourselves. We don't take the time to study the missing pieces, the broken pieces. And that's what leaves us broken. I feel broken as a person that is stuck and not willing to develop or to recover from a situation. Yet someone who's willing to grow, I'm not saying the person that's willing to grow has their life together. They don't. I'm not saying the person that's willing to grow is perfect. They're not. I'm not saying the person that's willing to grow has the money and all this. No, they don't have all these things. But the difference between a broke person and a person that's willing to grow is that no matter at defeat, you can say like Cardi B, you knock me down 9 times, I get back up 10. It's a person that's not accepting failure. It's a person that's not willing to accept pain. It's a person that is not willing to accept history repeating itself. And I feel like a lot of times we don't really notice, like, this is the difference with everybody. We all have a foundation, which is our parents. It's our childhood, the way we were raised. Those are the foundations to build us. And we never really pay attention to the traumas from that foundation. And so later on, as we get older, and we mold and we craft ourselves and we become creative, we find jobs, we get in relationships, we have children, we are so consumed in the future with cracked foundation that when that cracked foundation finally crumbles on us, we are completely lost and broken. And accepting failure, because we never took the time to look back. I'm not saying dwell on the past. No, I'm saying sometimes we never fully heal from our foundation, our past, our childhoods, our families, until we carry that cracked or unstable foundation until we get older. And then as we get older, we still never want to accept that we were never truly built to grow. And I'm not saying, you know, our parents messed us. No, because this is a thing. And I constantly say this, and I talk about both my parents of their successes and failures. And one thing that helped me heal from both of my parents' pain that I had endured as a child, my grandparents, my family, and I hold no ill intent. I acknowledged my foundation was cracked. There was holes. There was missing pieces. There were things that I remember and the things I couldn't remember. And there are things I could not get out of my mind. There are things that I was traumatized by. And every day, I mean, you can do therapy, you can do meditation, but every day I reflected on them. I didn't dwell. Dwelling is repeating it over and over and constantly getting upset. I don't get upset over these things that happened to me. I realized that these cracks in this foundation, I needed to fill. Not fill with liquor, drugs, sex, you know, crime, not all this bad energy. I started to fill them with poetry. I started to fill them with music. I started to fill them with laughter. I started to fill them with hope. I started to repair all these cracks in me. And to do that, I had to acknowledge that there was cracks to begin with. See, sometimes people don't fully realize that they're broken is because they have an imagination to where they don't see the crack. They're delusional. And I was never delusional that I come from a broken home. I've come from poverty. I've come from, you know, I've come from my skin tone. I've come from, you know, failures. I've come from so much. And I never dwell on these things. I'm not delusional that they didn't happen. I didn't create an imagination to shield myself from facing my reality. But what I did was face these cracks, acknowledge them, and I took steps to heal. This is what this podcast is about. Every day I talk to you about traumatic experiences, things I've done, and I come from a healing place because I acknowledge that they've happened. And instead of woe is me playing a victim, I always want to come out as a survivor. That I don't regret what happened to me, that I don't feel fear, that I don't feel anxiety, that I don't feel scared. That I refuse to accept failure as an option. And that is the difference between me being broken and me being a person coming from growth. Now, I haven't always been this way. I have not. I've been the broken person. My brother wrote me a letter and he was like, you know, I'm not out in the streets anymore because he's incarcerated this time. He said, so I don't know what you're doing or whatever. He said, I never want you to go back to the Cali days when you lived in Cali. Don't ever let anybody use you. And if you haven't listened to my podcast, when I lived in California, it was hard for me. It's hard for me. Everybody thinks that it's a Hollywood status, and it's not. And everybody's different. Everybody has different experiences for it. But for me, it wasn't a good choice. I was being used. The things that was instilled in me, I was being used for. I was working so hard. To walk to work, I would walk 2.5 hours to work and 2.5 hours back. Every day. People's like, how did you lose weight? That's how. And I really didn't eat fast food because I couldn't afford fast food every day. So I cooked every day. I couldn't drive to fast food. I had to walk to, there's a grocery store down from my house. I walked to the grocery store, got groceries, carried those groceries back, which was like 45 minutes, and cooked. I cooked for a house full of people. I didn't even care how much I worked for it, but was thankful that I had the roof over their head. Because the house was in my name. That's the thing. That's why my brother was like, I don't want you to do that now and whatever. But the difference between being broken and growth is because I was broken then. I didn't realize how broken I was till I was just existing. Like, everything was like, okay, it is what it is. Okay, it is what it is. Gotta keep moving on. It is what it is. It's not that bad. I'm in Cali. It's cool. You know, they don't know what love is. You know, I kept giving excuses and I was masking the fact that I was cracking. I was cracking. I was the brokest egg in the damn, sorry, cuz, in the entire carton of eggs. I was broken. And when I was broken, I was paranoid because I was making a fictitious image in my head. Like, if I keep working, if I keep doing it, I'll get this, this, and this. And it'll fall into place and everything will work out. And I kept striving for that. But every time I would strive for that, I would fall back 10 feet. I would get pushed back 10 feet. And I remember a night that I acknowledged I was broken. Like, I worked at a Walmart at the time, and I was working just a regular department. But I had talked to the manager, and we were slowly going to get me to work in pharmacy because that's what I wanted to do. But they didn't have any openings at the time, so they were trying to work with me. And that one was 3 hours. It was 3 hours to walk there and 3 hours to walk back in California streets. I didn't tell my family nothing either. So I'd walk there and I walk back. The messed up thing was, is that, I mean, earlier when I would go to work, I can catch the bus halfway. But I mean, the bus made it longer. That's why I say it was 3 hours. Bus made it longer because all the stops. And then it would make me halfway. So then I'd still have to walk an hour and a half. But how they scheduled me in the afternoon. So by the afternoon, like, I'd get off at like 11 o'clock at night. 11, 12 o'clock at night. So 11 to 12 o'clock at night, there's no bus. I had to walk 3 hours back. And I maneuvered and mapped out the streets so I knew my eyes closed. And it was one night, I seen a dog. I never seen, like, you know, stray dogs or whatever. If you seen them, I seen them on the bus. But I mean, I never seen up close. There was a stray dog. And the stray dog was like, it was crazy. The stray dog was literally like angry, right? And the dog just kept barking and barking. And I started to get close and I was like, okay, should I turn around? But if I turn around, he's going to chase me. So I was like, well, if I remain calm and just walk on the side, he probably is going to pass me. But as soon as I got close, because I didn't realize until I was like up close, like not too far from the dog. The dog seen me. He ran and I thought he was going to jump and attack me. So I had my bag. I made sure I had my bag on the side of me to kind of like, if he ran up and bit me, I could put my bag in his mouth. So he, you know, to kind of grab his head and get control of it. So I kept the bag on the side where he was, and he kept barking, and he was foaming. He was like foaming at the mouth. He was spitting up, and he was just aggressive. And he kept jumping at me. He kept growling and barking real, real loud, jumping. And so I was like, I'm not gonna stump at him, because if I stump at him, I'm showing him that I want to fight him. And so I just kept walking, but I kept my eyes on him, and I kept turning to where he gets, like, we face to face in the bag. He did it to me roughly for like 10 minutes until a car passed, and the car came, and I guess like distracted him, and I took off. Well, I didn't take off running, because when you run, they chase you. So I started power walking really, really fast to get to the busy street. And he chased me for like 10, 15 minutes. He even tried to bite me. But like I said, I had my bag in the way. So he literally like grabbed the bag and then shook the bag and then got off. And I was like, I started crying because I was like, man, I could have just. I know y'all like, what the hell? Shelby was just a dog. But it was like a big dog. It was like, I think, a Rottweiler. And so I'm like crying, and I'm like, as I'm walking home, and I go in the house, I didn't even tell nobody nothing. I slept in the garage. Now, this house was like a 2-bedroom house. The house was in my name. And I didn't have my own room. I didn't. So I went into the garage, and I slept in the garage on the couch. And I was crying because I was like, wow, I could have died and ain't nobody would have cared in this house. They just would have been mad that my portion wouldn't have been paid. And ain't nobody called and said if I was okay or nothing. And that's when I realized I took the mask off. I took the mask off that I had, and I was broken. I'm like, you know, I can't live like this no more. I can't. And at that time, I converted being broken. I'm like, so how did you get here? How did your life change? Why did it change? Who played a part in it? What decisions did you make to get you here? You know what I mean? We always want to place blame on everyone else, but then you also have to take accountability for the things that you allowed or accepted or made choices for. Because you didn't have to choose those people either. So I did all that evaluation with myself. I moved and left the house. And every day I would take a little piece, I'd write, and a little piece to discovering each crack that was in me, each hole that wasn't filled, and why I was making the decisions I made. So when I got out of, when I left Cali, I knew that something had changed in me. That I could no longer label myself as a broken person, that I was willing to not accept defeat, because I was like, fuck, you know, forget this. I can't allow these people. I can't allow this opportunity. I can't allow this experience to break me. And I have to be willing to grow from this. Because before the whole dog situation, I wouldn't like, it is what it is. You know, I was in an imaginary state. I was accepting defeat. I was like, this is all my life is ever going to be. But after that moment, I was like, it's not. I can change it. I can convert it. And even if the changes I make or decisions I make and I fall, I mess up, it's okay. I can always start again. I can always do it again. I can always try something different. My choices can change. My decision can change. So I started to fill all these cracks and holes and discover something about myself. So the difference between broken and growth. The difference between your imagination and reality. The difference between lying down, just accepting any and everything, to falling on your face and getting back up and refusing to let this defeat you. That is the difference. That is the difference. Which one are you willing to change for? Which one are you willing to be? A broken person or a person that's willing to grow?
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henning signing off. Have a good one, y'all.